WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the jazz reissue business has been kind to Billie Holiday fans. Her recordings have been meticulously reissued by Columbia, Decca, and Verve. Holiday's work for the Verve label was her last great body of work, and the most controversial because of the world weariness in her voice. Here's Holiday in 1952 with Flip Phillips on tenor saxophone.
East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. Near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night, we'll live in a lovely way, dear. Living on love at pale moonlight.
If you're flush with money this holiday season and gift hunting for that jazz fan who pulled you out from under an oncoming train, here's what to get them for Christmas. Not just one of those big lavish box sets, but the classiest reissue of the year. The complete Billie Holiday on Verve, 1945 to 1959.
Lady sings the blues. She's got 'em bad. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what her blues is all about.
I'm not into reissues as fetishistic objects. The appeal should be the music, not the box it comes in. But this Billie Holiday set is pretty nice. It's deluxe, but small and space-efficient. Real record collectors are always short of space and don't appreciate boxes that are four times too big. The heart of the set is a sort of miniaturized replica of those bulky albums 78s came in, back when some of this music was recorded. The 10 CDs slip into little cardboard sleeves bound together like a book. It's adorably cute, even if you can't pull the disc out without leaving fingerprints. There's also a 200-page bound booklet with essays, charts, photos, interviews, transcripts of conversations, and an extended bibliography. That's if you have time to read even more about Holiday after listening to all the studio recordings and concerts, living room rehearsals, and sessions when the engineers left the tape running. From those, you get a sense of the drudgery of recording, at odds with the spontaneity musicians try to maintain.
I'm feeling so bad. I wish you'd make the music.
No, baby, clear your throat. Clear your throat, Billy. Throat clear. 205-64, one for my baby. Take three.
One, two,
it's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me.
The quest to include every surviving scrap of Billie Holiday gets out of hand. You hear her tell musicians an ethnic joke, which shouldn't have been included, not because it's offensive, which it really isn't, but because it's something she clearly never intended for public consumption. This is an invasion of privacy on a record company's part. Granted, there are some very obsessive Billie Holiday fans, and these later recordings inspire cult-like devotion. Holiday in her last decade was plagued by drug problems, legal hassles, and bad men, and those troubles left their mark on her singing. Her small vocal range shrank even more, and her once girlish voice cracked and tired out. Personally, I think the carefree, lilting, younger Holiday was jazz's greatest singer, but you compare. First, we'll hear Holiday in 1935 at age 20, and then 20 years later.
Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky on April day. That would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two, wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I look for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you.
The Billie Holiday you prefer may depend on whether you see art as fundamentally tragic or comic, whether you prefer Ingmar Bergman or Preston Sturges. For me, the lightness and hope in her early art are more profound and restorative, but the later stuff does have undeniable power. Now, critics are always quick to recommend you buy expensive box sets we get free, and selling for around $160, this one ain't cheap. But if you want that prestige item to make friends drool 5 years from now, think of it as an investment in one-upmanship. Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed the complete Billie Holiday on Verve, 1945 to 1959. I'm Terry Gross.